Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Seducing the Innocent by Shayla Black. Narrated by Jason Clark. Chapter 1. Connecticut. Friday, March 13th. Kayla. I'm leaving, Oliver Ryan says as I plod out of my bedroom and start a zombie walk toward the coffee maker for a much-needed caffeine boost.
Where to?
It's too early in the morning for him to head to work. I know he's not jogging or hitting the gym in that tight gray t-shirt and the faded jeans that cling in all the right places and make me sigh. Is he going to the coffee house? The grocery store? Back to London. I'm moving. I leave tonight. I whirl around to face him, suddenly wide awake. Did I hear that right? Oliver is leaving me for good? His solemn gray eyes, like a London morning, stare back at me, unblinking. My heart falls.
What? Why?
Shane's gone. He pulls at the back of his neck and looks away. And it will be best if I didn't stay. Best for whom? Tomorrow I'll resume my last semester of college after a much-needed spring break, and I look forward to graduating in May. But if Oliver goes, I'll be utterly alone. Yes, I'm a grown woman. I'm capable of making my own decisions. I've been doing that since I turned 18 and my mother decided to follow her heart and her latest fling to Italy. Of course I can live alone, but I don't want to. You'll do great, Oliver murmurs before he turns away. I'm somewhere between shocked and numb as I brew my coffee. Is there anything I can say or do to change his mind? 100 ideas run through my brain. They all sound ridiculous. Without his best friend here, why would Oliver stay? As the brew finishes dripping into my cup, he whisks by, carrying a pair of suitcases, shoulders and arms bulging, and heads toward the front door. I chew my lip, fighting panic. He's already packed? Yes, and he has 1 foot out the door. God, my life is falling apart. For the past 3 years, I've had 2 anchors, my brother, Shane, and his best friend, Oliver. They took me under their wing after my mother skipped the continent. They were both protective and supportive, in some ways more nurturing than Mom. Most special, they were always there for me. Vice versa, too. Then, nearly 4 weeks ago, Shane fell asleep at the wheel after pulling double shifts at the hospital and hit an embankment. He died instantly, just shy of his 29th birthday. Since then, Oliver and I have been dealing with his funeral, his estate, and the never-ending nightmare of grief. I still can't believe it. The three of us enjoyed such a wonderful Valentine's Day together. None of us had anyone special in our romantic lives, so we watched goofy movies and gorged on candy. Of course, I had to pretend I wasn't ogling Oliver. 2 days later, my brother died. I thanked God every day that Shane didn't suffer and that Oliver has been my shoulder to cry on, my hand to hold, my rock. I haven't completely fallen apart because I've had the stiff upper lip Brit beside me. And now he's leaving. Shock still pings through my system. I want to beg him to stay, but if returning home will make him happy, how can I be selfish? He's more than done his duty after Shane's death. Staying in the house where we all lived as a mismatched family of sorts must hurt Oliver the same way it pains me. Shane's absence often feels like a black hole sucking me under when I least expect it. I have to let Oliver move on and be happy, even if that's without me. Shane bequeathed me his house, which was paid off in the event of his death. I also inherited my brother's life insurance money, which will help me finish school debt-free. I have a roof over my head, and I never have to worry where my next meal is coming from. I'm smart, and I've maintained most of the household responsibilities for years. I'll certainly survive. But somehow, I know my life will never be right again without Oliver Ryan.
You're really going tonight?
My voice trembles as I leave my coffee untouched and follow him to the door.
And you're not coming back?
He thrusts long fingers through his short brown waves, then flicks his gray eyes in my direction, After a quick glance at my face and a discreet peek lower, he looks away. I am. I glance down at myself. Crap, I'm still wearing exactly what I slept in. Tiny pink boy shorts and the matching pale tank top, almost transparent from years of washing. I wince. Oliver can probably see my nipples. And with the morning chill, the hard peaks poke the cotton. I've had these pajamas since I was a kid. They're too tight, and I should trash them, but I love their softness. I cross my arms over my chest for modesty. After all, inadvertently flashing Oliver is obviously making him uncomfortable. No surprise, since he probably sees me as a sister. He's behaved like my second big brother for years. I've always had a secret crush on him, but he doesn't know or care. And this morning, he's so distant, I worry he'll leave without a word if I disappear long enough to find a robe. Why is he going all the way to London? It's where he grew up, but it's also very far away. Did he fall for another woman when he flew back to see his parents for the holidays? If he did, he never said a word. Then again, he doesn't confide in me about his sex life. I know he has one. Women talk, and I've heard the sound bites. In bed, he's supposedly creative, talented, long-lasting, and kinky. I'm jealous. I have no right to feel that way, but the hard knot in my stomach every time I think about him with someone else hurts. My flight is at 5:30 this evening. He hazards a glance at me again, then curses under his breath. Sorry. With that clipped apology, he brushes past me and heads toward his bedroom once more, presumably to collect another of his suitcases. As I watch him go, I squeeze my eyes shut and resist the urge to cry. Once he boards that plane, will I see him again? Other than my friend Perry, who's graduating with me before heading back to Phoenix, I'll have no one. Oliver is the person I've relied on most, the one I've always counted on. I know it's not fair, but it feels as if he's abandoning me. Dejected, I slog to the bathroom to brush my teeth and hair. Selfish or not, I scour my head for a plan to make him stay. He's always been happy here. If I put my mind to it, maybe I can find a way for him to be again. Or I could offer to go with him. But something about the way he's behaving feels less like he's leaving to start a new future, and more like he's running away from me. 2 minutes and sparkling white teeth later, I still have no idea what to do. After tearing out my sloppy bun, I quickly swipe a paddle brush through my long hair. The thick curls caress my shoulders, cutting dark swaths over my tank and ending at my waist. Oliver said once that he liked it loose and down. Okay, it's a lame start, but until I can figure out how else to persuade him not to leave the house, job, and people he's enjoyed for the last 3 years, I can try small ways to make him happy. Unfortunately, I only have a handful of hours to think of some big ways, or I'll lose him forever. Oliver. Fuck. I stomp my way back to the kitchen and scrub a hand down my face. My transport to the airport is supposed to pick me up in 4 hours. I've managed, somehow, to keep my hands off my best friend's little sister for the past 3 years. But if she keeps prancing around the house wearing next to nothing with her bloody tempting nipples on display under that fucking transparent tank, I will tear it off her saucy little body, pluck those sweet berries in my mouth, and fuck her senseless. But I can't. The day Shane introduced me to Kayla, he made me promise I would never touch her. I can't dishonor his wishes now. With a curse, I reach for the coffee maker and spot the steaming mug Kayla left behind. I hear her at the back of the house. I should be a friend and take it to her, but I don't think my self-control can handle the view of her half-naked anymore. Restraint only goes so far. Since she hasn't doctored the brew with heaping teaspoons of sugar and that dreadful flavored creamer yet, I lift her messy hair, don't care mug, and down a scalding swallow. Caffeine is good. The sting of the burn is better. It takes my mind off her, and the way she looked at me as if I'm ripping her heart out. She's driving me utterly mad. On the counter beside the coffee maker, I hear a ding and glance down to see Kayla's phone. I don't intend to pry, but a message from her good friend Perry pops up, asking if she's talked to Justin since last night. Who the devil is Justin? Someone Kayla is dating? Someone she's now shagging? And what happened last night? The phone dings again. Up pops a message from the aforementioned Justin that reads, "You look so fucking hot. Feel like giving me a bite of those, baby?" A bite of what? I shouldn't peek. I know that quite well. But if some deadbeat thinks he's going to hustle Kayla into bed, who will stop fuckwits like him when you're gone? I have no answer, but I'm determined to deal with the situation while I'm still here. Grinding my teeth together, I launch Kayla's messages. I've told her 100 times to put a passcode on her phone. She never has, and now I'm using that to my advantage. I don't bother reading her string of messages with Perry. A university friend is very sweet and would never intentionally lead Kayla into trouble. But whoever this Justin is, he sounds as if he needs a fist in his face. I'm convinced he does the moment I open his message. The photo he sent doesn't merely make me mad. It makes me anxious. It makes me violent. And dear God, it makes me sweat. I don't know what the devil Kayla has been up to or how Justin got this photo, but I intend to find the fuck out. I may nearly be out of strength to guard Kayla's body without defiling it, but no other man will put his hands on her as long as I'm still here. And I intend to make that clear to Kayla. Now. Chapter 2. Kayla. I'm arranging my hair around my shoulders when Oliver stomps down the hall and uses his body to block the doorway, trapping me inside the bathroom. He's seething as he clutches my phone, looking red-faced and infuriated. What's wrong? I've never seen even-tempered Oliver this agitated. Your phone dinged. So I picked it up to bring it to you and got quite a shock. His expression turns hard. What the bloody hell happened last night?
Nothing,
I croak.
Since spring break is almost over, Perry and I went to a party.
A party, was it?
Yeah, just a get-together with some friends and...
I frown, trying to remember what happened. I was a little tipsy, and I vaguely remember this game of... A mere get-together. What's this, then?
He shoves my phone in my face. The image on my screen makes my eyes widen in shock, and a wild flush of embarrassment heat up my face. Shit. It's, a picture of my breasts.
Indeed. Your naked breasts.
Oliver doesn't seem merely disapproving or disappointed, like Shane would have been. Those two were always my watchdogs in the past, keeping players and losers alike at bay. Probably why I'm still a virgin. But Oliver's reaction now is totally different. He's beyond furious. So? I don't love that this picture is probably making the rounds on social media, but I wasn't the only one topless last night.
Some wanker named Justin texted this to you. Who the fuck is he?
A jackass I can barely tolerate. He keeps trying to hook up with me. I'm not interested. No one.
Clearly he's someone since he's seen you half-naked, and I haven't.
Is Oliver saying he wants to? He rakes his stare over my tank.
Did he touch them?
No.
I shake my head in emphasis. With his stare on my nipples, they're so sensitive that the caress of my hair across them nearly has me gasping.
He shoves my phone on the bathroom counter.
Did anyone touch them?
No. Why does it matter? Oliver ignores my question and clenches his jaw as he gathers my hair in his fists before pushing it behind my shoulders to hang down my back. His gaze fuses to my breasts once more, barely covered by my old tank. My nipples draw up even tighter. There's no way he doesn't notice. I swallow. What is he thinking? Are you lying to me? He demands. I shake my head.
A group of us played strip poker. You know I'm terrible at cards. They had a little too much wine. I wasn't the only one who lost her clothes. Perry got all the way down to a thong and...
I toss my hands in the air.
Justin must have snapped that picture when I wasn't looking.
My answer doesn't calm him at all.
Take off your shirt. I intend to check you for bruising and whisker burn.
What?
I rear back. Show Oliver my bare breasts?
Take off your shirt.
He growls.
Now.
If someone touched me, why the hell do you care? I'm a big girl, and you're leaving.
Do it, Kayla.
He doesn't sound at all like my second big brother, but a jealous lover. I wonder, is he demanding to inspect me simply because he thinks someone else manhandled me, or because he wants to see my breasts for his own pleasure? That notion has my pussy clenching. Clandestinely, I walk my stare down Oliver's body. Wide shoulders, a muscled chest, lean abs, narrow hips. A thick erection bulges between his legs. Holy shit. If I show him my breasts, will he stop seeing me as a sister and finally see me as a woman? If he likes it, is there any chance he'll be tempted enough to stay? I'll never know if I don't try. Heart pounding, I cross my arms over my middle and grab the hem of my tank top, sweeping it off my body. Gaze glued to my breasts, Oliver lets out a rush of breath.
Kayla.
Yeah?
I pant.
He swallows, then seems to recover his wits and holds out his hand.
Give me your shirt.
With shaking fingers, I place my tank in his upturned palm. My mounds feel heavy under his stare.
Come closer.
His voice shudders. I don't know what he wants, but the longer I keep him occupied, the less time he'll spend packing to leave. I gather my courage and step closer to him, so close I can see every individual hair of the dark morning stubble covering his jaw and the rapid pulse at his neck. I glance down discreetly through my lashes. His cock is not only still erect, but bigger than before. The sight of him all aroused makes me achy and wet. Am I responsible for that? Then he drops my tank top on the counter beside me and raises his hand. His warm palm cups my right breast. I suck in a breath at the shock of his hot touch. Then the fingers of his other hand trace some of the delicate veins under my pale skin, drawing closer and closer to my nipple, but never actually touching it. The ache between my legs grows unbearable, and my heart races as he repeats the process with the other breast, but this time his thumb slips over its hard crest.
I can't help it. I moan. You like that?
Yes. My voice is breathy. He hesitates.
Justin didn't do this to you?
No.
Did he fuck you?
No.
You swear?
I nod. I don't want him.
Good.
He sounds relieved. Why? Do you want me to be alone?
I ask as he caresses my breasts again.
Despite what you and Shane always thought, I can't be a virgin forever. Eventually, I'll find a man I can stomach having sex with, but I only want Oliver.
He swallows, then frowns. Your brother and I taught you to save yourself for someone who loves you and will value your gift. You should be adored. Justin seems like a worthless wanker who won't care a whit about you the next day. When I'm gone, I have faith you'll make the right choices for your life and your body.
I bite my lip. Oliver knows me well. I won't go to bed with a guy just to say I finally had sex. Maybe I'm living in a fairy tale, but I really do want my first time to be special. I want to be with someone I love. Like Oliver, who suddenly stares at me as if I fascinate him. He caresses my breasts so tenderly I nearly cry. Why is he touching me this way if he's leaving? The question frustrates me and ignites my temper. Well, now that you're packing up and heading out, you don't have to worry about me anymore. I'll find someone to take my V-card. I'm an adult, so it's not like saving it is a big deal anymore.
It fucking is.
Oliver grabs my shoulders, and his stare delves deep into me, as if he's determined to make me understand.
Christ, for that remark, I should spank your ass so red you can't sit for a week.
I suck in a breath, wide-eyed. 3 years ago, that threat would have sent me running for cover. Oliver is the sort of man who means what he says. If he threatens, he follows through. But today, I'm not scared. In fact, I like the idea of his hand on my ass. My pussy clenches again. What else do you want to do to me? I say breathlessly. He feathers his thumb across my sensitive nipples in tandem. My knees buckle.
I have to hold on to the counter to stay upright, and when he pinches both tips lightly, tingles zing through my body, slowly melting. I suck in a breath and fight the urge to beg him to touch me more. I force myself to wait for Oliver's answer because, while I know he likes sex, I'm not convinced his erection means he desires me. One of his warm hands leaves my breasts and skates down my waist, settling over my hip to bring me closer. I can smell a hint of toothpaste and coffee on his breath.
Have you let any of those tossers you've dated kiss you, Kayla?
I swallow. What will he do if I tell him the truth?
A few.
He scowls as if my answer pains him.
Did you like it?
I wanted to, but...
It was all right. No one has blown my panties off.
I suspect Oliver could. His eyes soften.
Kissing can be wonderful. Someday when you find a man you care about, one who knows what he's doing, you'll love it.
I have a man I very much care about standing right in front of me, and the thought of kissing Oliver makes my body throb in arousal. I sway closer, pressing my aching breasts against his chest.
What about you? I'll bet you know what you're doing.
The second the words leave my mouth, my heart careens out of control.
I shouldn't kiss you, Kayla.
Oliver practically groans.
Please,
I beg.
Just once.
When he stares at my lips, they tingle. Everything in my body flushes hot. Even my skin feels too tight, and the ache between my legs coils relentlessly.
You've already touched my breasts.
Are you bloody trying to kill me?
His voice sounds rough with need. That excites me even more.
Is one kiss asking so much?
I clasp his t-shirt in my fists and tilt my face under his. He hesitates for a long moment, his eyes searching mine, nostrils flaring, jaw rigid.
Kayla,
he growls.
God damn it.
Just when I'm sure he's going to walk away, Oliver grabs me by the nape, holding me immobile. His breathing turns hard and rough. I tremble. He's wrestling with himself. My heart revs.
What is he thinking? Is there any chance he'll kiss me?
Suddenly he jerks me against his body and seizes my lips. His tongue invades, sliding against mine until I tingle, caressing until I moan. He teases me. He possesses me. He inhales me with his hunger. And oh my God, I kiss him back with everything I feel because he's blowing my mind and igniting my body. I feel utterly owned. This is so much better than any lip lock I've endured from the fumbling boys I've dated. This passion is everything I've wanted from Oliver. He grips my waist, caresses his way down to the swells of my hips, then yanks me against him so he can knead the cheeks of my ass and notch his erection against my barely covered pussy. I cry out, but he swallows the sound with another ferocious kiss, nipping at my lips and sampling me with his tongue before delving back inside. Helplessly, I throw my arms around his neck and drown in sensations. His free hand captures my breast again, squeezing and roughing my nipple. I swelter at the possessive feel of his touch. Suddenly, he jerks away and steps back, panting raggedly.
Do you like kissing now?
When you do it, I love it,
I confess.
Will you do it again?
He closes his eyes.
I shouldn't.
But I want you to.
Kayla, no. This needs to stop now. Push me away.
I don't.
I won't.
Instead, I ease closer, slide against him, and press my lips to his in invitation. Oliver grabs me. He stiffens, breathing hard and fast, and his resistance runs out. With a groan, he takes my mouth again and reaches between us, cupping the swelling flesh between my legs. Through my thin underwear, he rubs me in beguiling circles.
Fuck, you're wet.
It's your fault,
I breathe as Oliver presses harder against my cunt.
What the devil?
He frowns and pulls away.
Is something wrong with me?
What?
Scowling, he grabs the waistband of my boy shorts, shoves them down to my thighs, and affixes his gaze there. His eyes bulge. My knees wobble. The air feels thick and heavy. "You shave," he croaks. I tremble.
"Yes."
"If you've never had a lover, why?" I once overheard him and Shane talking about women. Oliver said he preferred them bare. He's still staring at my naked mound with a hungry gaze, looking as if he intends to eat me whole. More heat suffuses me, and the ache between my legs cranks up, tightening unmercifully. The hand he strokes over my underwear clenches into a fist at his side. The lights of the bathroom are bright, and as I shift my weight from one leg to the other, I can feel how wet I am. There's no way Oliver can't see it.
"Do you like it?"
"Christ, you look so sweet," he chokes out as he eases his fingers toward me, then softly caresses my bare flesh. "So wet, so smooth and pretty." I bite my lip and decide to take a risk. If I want this to continue, I have to.
"I did it for you."
His gaze bounces up to mine. "Did you? Oh, love." Before I can answer, his fingers part my slick folds. He finds my clit. I jolt at the contact. He rubs slowly. Under his sure touch, I feel as if I'm coming undone, unraveling from the inside out. Unconsciously, I spread my legs wider. "Fuck." He swallows and eases the tips of his fingers into my virginal opening. "I shouldn't do this, but you feel so silky and hot, and I've had so many fantasies about touching you. How am I supposed to stay away?" As soon as his words make it past the pleasure reeling through my brain, I gasp and grab onto his arms.
"You've wanted me?"
As if speaking the question brings him back to his senses, he jerks away. "Why do you bloody think I'm leaving? Shane would have had my balls for desiring you this way." Oliver can't leave because he worries what my brother might have thought. I refuse to let him. I reach out and grab his erection through his jeans. He groans long and low, head tossed back like he's in pain, but his expression fills with pleasure. Oh, wow. His cock is so thick I can barely get my hand around it. And as I start to stroke him like some of my sorority sisters have dished about doing to their boyfriends, I can feel how long and strong he is. I panic a little. The times I've masturbated, I've had trouble getting more than one of my own fingers up there. How will he shove all of this inside me? Will it burn and sting as he batters his way deep? I know my first time will hurt. That worries me. But if I can persuade him to say yes, Oliver will make it good. He cares about me, and I'm willing to do anything to make him stay. Pressing my mouth to his and slipping my tongue inside, I unbuckle his belt and reach for his zipper. He grabs my wrists.
"Kayla.
Please, you want me, I want you. We're adults. Shane is gone. Why shouldn't we have each other? And maybe you can stay. We could make it work, even be like a new family."
Oliver. Nothing Kayla said could tempt me more. Shane's little sister is idealistic, I know that. But when it comes to her, so am I. She can't possibly know that my fantasies about her aren't purely sexual. Though there are plenty of hot, sweaty, forbidden notions about her running through my head and contributing to my spank bank. But the notion of creating a family with Kayla sends my desire ratcheting to another level. My parents divorced when I was a teenager. Shitty situation. They were both assholes wanting me to take sides. They argued over me, then tried to buy my loyalty. When that didn't work, they each tried to poison me against the other. As soon as I could, I moved to a flat with some friends. But that wasn't far enough to escape them. So, when I finally scraped enough money together, I bought a plane ticket and headed across the pond. I'd known Shane from an online gaming forum for years. He welcomed me with open arms and became the brother I never had. Though things are better with my parents now, I still consider Shane my real family, because he was there for me when it counted. I miss the crazy bastard every day. Kayla is different. No matter how much I willed it, she never felt like a sister to me. The moment I set eyes on her, I wanted her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?